from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
All right, Daniel Jeremiah, it was crazy, intense, insane. It was the draft. It was everything we expected, and there were surprises all over the place. But I have to ask you, because I want you to help us set Falcon fans straight. The fourth overall pick, Kyle Pitts. For those fans who are disappointed in any way, shape, or form, how did you view that pick, and was it the right pick for our team at four?
Well, I think he was the second best player in the draft, and he's the highest grade I've ever given to a tight end. So that pick is not going to be about, you know, what Kyle does, because I really have a lot of faith that he's going to be a phenomenal football player. That pick's going to be, you know, a success based off how much time Matt Ryan has left, right? If Matt has four more years and plays at a high level, it's the right pick. If Matt Ryan's play falls off a cliff this year, and then you might be kicking yourself saying, man, maybe we should have taken one of those quarterbacks. But that's why I always, when people say, hey, right pick, wrong pick, I'm like, the guys making the pick are the guys that know Matt Ryan better than anybody. So if they feel like he's got, you know, 4 years left to play at a high level, then heck yeah, it was a great pick.
And that's the thing. I mean, we're jammed with the cap, and, you know, I think obviously people always want something new. Everyone sees the mobility, and, you know, like you see mobility even in guys like, you know, Joe Burrow or Trevor Lawrence, and that's the thing. Were you surprised, though, that the 49ers did the Trey Lance thing? That kind of seemed like it like came out of the left field.
You know, I really was. I wasn't surprised that they ended up picking him. Just from the standpoint, when the trade happened, and I was on the air covering the Zach Wilson pro day, and this trade came on, you know, happened, came across, so we had to cover it live. My first immediate reaction was, okay, this is probably for Trey Lance, because he's going to take this offense in a whole new direction, and Kyle seemed to be enamored by finding somebody that could move around and change the math in the run game. I thought that made perfect sense. Then my phone started blowing up while we're on the air from a bunch of people know Kyle real well, saying, no, this is Mac Jones. And I'm like, whoa, really? Mac Jones, I couldn't imagine that. But then that just grew louder and louder and louder, so that was kind of the expectation, you know, for most of the process. But 9 times out of 10, right, you go back to what your original thought was, ends up being the right one, and that's what they ended up doing.
We talked a lot about Justin Fields here because the kid's from here. Daniel, I thought he ended up in a great situation, though, with the Bears. How do you view that? Because people go, the Bears is also a place where, you know, quarterbacks go to die. But I thought for the circumstances, for him to end up there and for them to move down to get him, I thought it was great.
Yeah, I was excited for everybody involved. You know, he was my 8th overall player, and I think Justin's a phenomenal talent. And I've known Matt Nagy because we worked together with the Eagles, and that I've told people, like, the Bears' offense the last couple of years was the most boring offense in the National Football League. It was hard to watch. Mm-hmm. But I'm sitting here going, well, I was there with Nagy with Coach Reed, and you look at the offense in Kansas City, it's the most fun offense to watch. Well, what's the difference? The difference is the guy who's taking the snaps. So I'm excited to see what this Bears' offense can look like with Justin Fields, and he's going to get a chance. I think his toughness, his grittiness, which was on display against Clemson, Chicago, you know, that city, they're going to eat that up. So this kid's going to become a fan favorite there very quick.
Then we get into some chalk, you know, the wide receivers went, and then we got into the running backs and the corners. Let's take it to our Falcons' second pick. We just had him on the show last hour as Daniel Jeremiah joins us, guys, from NFL Network. Move the sticks, by the way. Follow him on Twitter. First off, I love Richie Grant's stuff. We had him in mock drafts all the time. I know that there was a lot of talk about Trevon Moehrig, but what do you think about our guy, Richie Grant?
He can really cover. You know, it's a cover league, and this kid is tremendous. He's got great instincts. The fact he's played in the slot, he's played up high as kind of the ornament on top of the Christmas tree, as my buddy Bucky Brooks likes to say. He just got really good eyes. He takes good angles. He's just a really good player and had a great week at the Senior Bowl. Now, he ran 4.54, which is fine, but he plays much faster than that and actually held up pretty well at corner in the one-on-ones down there in Mobile. So I thought those safeties, really for me, the top three safeties were pretty close. I think all three of them are going to be really good players. I like Merrick the best. But then when you had Holland from Oregon and then Richie, I thought all three of those guys are going to be day one starters.
Daniel, we're trying to revamp this O-line. We, you know, over the last couple of years, we drafted, you know, Lindstrom, Caleb McGarry. But this year we go Jalen Mayfield in the third round, kid out of Michigan, and then Drew Dahlman out of Stanford. Yeah. Can these guys immediately come in your opinion, and what you've seen from them and your study, help us and be potential starters?
I think so. I think both of them. Now, Jalen Mayfield is somebody that I liked more than others. I readily admitted that. But he was my 35th player. I think they got him in the late 60s. He's somebody that is on the tape is impressive. And you see him compete as a right tackle. He played pretty well against Chase Young the year before. And then just had a deplorable spring. Like he was a little overweight, out of shape. He didn't really crush the interviews with teams, so I think that kind of caused him to drop a little bit when you combine the testing and just didn't have a good spring. The kid can play. He's young. He's 320 pounds. He can move. I think he's got a chance to be a starter, and whether that's a tackle or kicking inside the guard, I think he's going to emerge as a solid starting player. And then Dahlman, I think Dahlman was one of the better centers in the draft. He can really, really move. He reminded me a little bit of Kelsey. When I was in Philadelphia and we picked him, we got Kelsey in the sixth round that year. But Dahlman here in the fourth round is just really, really smart, really tough, really athletic. There's times where some size is going to get over his nose and he's going to get beat up a little bit. But they said the same thing about Kelsey when we drafted him, and he's turned out to be a pretty darn good player.
What do you know about we're going to talk to Taquan Graham and we'll talk to Darren Hall, but our midday guys got to speak with the kid from Notre Dame, Carl Ojundigi. Yeah. He looks really good. We got him in the fifth round. Where did you have him, Daniel?
Yeah, Ogundeji. I've called him Ogundeji, so maybe I did that wrong throughout the process.
I don't know.
But let me see. I'll tell you exactly where I had him. He was my 135th player. And he was the 182nd pick. So
value,
that's a win.
Right.
That's a win. Yeah, I'll take the value there. Yeah, he's long, man. He's just really long. Had a good week down there at the Senior Bowl. He's got upside. He knows how to use that length as a rusher, too. Sometimes those guys get the long arms and they give their chest up. This kid can really use his length and play with it on the edge. Really good against the run, point of attack guy. But, yeah, solid player.
Adetokunbo is his first name. They call him Adi.
Adi. He got picked. Yeah. He was Adi to me. I wasn't going.
That's exactly right. It's Daniel Jeremiah, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell, host of Move the Sticks podcast, along with Bucky Brooks. So we're just going through our draft class. Obviously, one guy I do want to ask you about is Frank Darby. His personality is infectious. But you know, you go, all right, Falcon fans, sixth round pick, wide receiver, Arizona State. You know, West Coast games. You don't see a lot of those. And I was saying after we drafted this kid, Daniel, I was like, this guy can play, man. He was catching balls. Yeah. And I think, you know, Herm Edwards has prepared him for what he's about to encounter here in the NFL with his, you know, NFL experience. I really like Frank Darby. I think he can make the team and be a special teams guy. And who knows what after that.
Yeah, he played inside and outside. I thought he was really strong. I thought he played with urgency. You know, he did not have a great Senior Bowl week. I think that dropped him down a little bit. I liked him a lot more on the tape. Than I did maybe down there at the Senior Bowl. But he was tough and strong, physical. And, again, that does kind of lend itself to being a good special teams player. And the bonus is easily, and I mean easily, the best dancer in the entire draft. So as a town that's known for the Dirty Bird, if you're ever going to find the new dance by a football player, this is the guy you want to have handling that task.
It is our man, Daniel Jeremiah, by the way. Great job. Energy seemed really cool in Cleveland, by the way, other than the first rainy night. One guy we didn't, by the way, I don't know if you know anything about Javion Hawkins, 1,500 yards at Louisville. We picked him up as an undrafted free agent. Please convince Falcon fans this guy's a stud.
He's really talented. He is not a big guy. You know, he was 180-something pounds, but he's got big-time juice. When you watch the tape, there's one where he reverses field like a 70-yard run. I want to say it was against Florida State. He had some fumble issues, one of my favorite things I saw on tape during this whole process was he fumbles in a game, and literally as they're scrumming to fall on the ball, he's doing his push-ups. Like, he's going to punish himself. He fumbled, he's going to do his push-ups. I would just advise you, let's maybe try and go get the football back while it's still in play before we do the push-ups. That would be my only critique there.
Oh, man. Daniel, before we let you go, the surprise for you, and you know, you've done this for months now leading up to, I don't think people realize how much work goes into, you know, what you guys do as you prepare for these drafts. As a matter of fact, I'm sure you're going to turn the page here in a few weeks and start working towards next year and looking at players. But the surprise for you, the one that really stood out in this draft as we look back.
Well, I would say, and we ended up finding out why, but the Notre Dame linebacker, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, you know, yes, dropping into the second round. He was my 15th overall player. He's an outstanding player who's kind of what the linebacker position is right now in the NFL, what you're looking for. So him dropping was a stunner to me. And then you make phone calls and figure out, there was a test that he hadn't done with the heart thing, that they needed to make sure that he was okay. And it was, you know, for some reason he didn't get that accomplished in time. So therefore teams weren't comfortable and he ended up sliding. So usually when there's something like that, there's some reason for it. And sure enough, there was.
You bite your lip when the Raiders pick?
No, you know what? I was talking with Mayock on the phone yesterday. We had a good laugh about it.
Okay.
Because he knew, like, we talk, and I have a bunch of buddies and GM buddies around the league, and we talk. They know where I think of players. I know what they think of players. That's what makes it fun. You like a guy that I might not necessarily like, and then they come around the second round, and Merrick, the safety they took from TCU, was like my 16th player. I loved him. I couldn't believe he was still there. So I told Mike, I was like, you came out of it and you had taken Merrick in the first round and Leatherwood in the second round. I'd be like, that's a heck of a draft, man. But you flipped it and then everybody loses their mind. So it's just, it's funny.
It is, man. Well, Daniel, thanks so much as always. We appreciate you always stopping by and having time for us here on Dukes and Bell.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.